the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, home location at Moondoggies, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moondoggies. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
Good evening, Kip.
Good evening, coach. I hope you're doing well tonight. 56-34 win at Richmond Hill, a previously undefeated football team, to go 6-0 all time against the Wildcats. Your thoughts on the contest?
Oh, definitely one of the most exciting games. Probably the most exciting game I've been a part of as a Brunswick High Pirate.
Coach, after beating Richmond Hill on Friday night, we're their biggest fans this week, correct?
That's right. We want them to win. Them winning will put us as the number one seed in the playoffs, and that would give us, provided we win the first round, would give us a guaranteed second home game in the playoffs.
Coach, Richmond Hill is undefeated, ranked in the top 10 in the state, but you said all week that we could move the football on them, and you thought if we went up there and played our game, they couldn't beat us, and man, that was pretty prophetic.
We did. We came out strong. We were able to move the ball right down the field. First of all, Jagarion Marcus got us started. Really, it started with the kickoff. We had a good kickoff from our kicker, and we were able to pin him deep. And when we were able to pin him deep, I think we got him up in the one-yard line or something like that. And on the second play, they fumbled, and Jagarion Marcus was able to pick it up and run it in the end zone. So our defense actually got us on the board first. And then from that point on, when the offense got the ball, they couldn't stop us.
56 points against an undefeated team. That's pretty impressive, and it kind of sent shockwaves around the state. Not many people outside of Coastal Georgia were giving us a shot in that football game, based upon what their record was and what they had done the previous week.
Yeah, we were 8 points underdog throughout the state. They were supposed to beat us by 8 points as far as the spread looked, but we knew we had a chance to beat them. We knew we should beat them if we would play our game, and we came out and played our game, so I'm very proud of our boys.
Coach, 503 yards of total offense, 266 on the ground, 266 passing, 237 on the ground. That's the balance you're looking for against a team that was undefeated. You got to be pleased with the way the offense played the other night.
Oh, I am. And one thing, when I was looking at the lines of distinction, I was hoping our offensive line would be mentioned through the state, because it's hard to be good at pass protection and the run game. And the past 2 weeks, when it got really critical, our offensive line has been able to help us produce 200 yards plus rushing and 200 plus passing. So that's very, very difficult to do, and they're able to do that.
Coach, I ran the numbers today for the season. We're averaging 276 through the air and 166 on the ground. How do you feel about that kind of balance?
I like it, and I think it's going to get better. I think it's going to continue to improve. If you remember the beginning of the year, we were dominating with our passing game. We got majority of our yards through the air, but later on, if you broke us down in the second half of the season, you would see that balance is really coming to fold. So I think it's even going to be more balanced, but I'm very pleased with that offensive performance.
Coach, your quarterback sitting over here eating wings over here, and he looks like he's still in that little walking boot, but when he takes it off on Friday nights, he plays pretty well. Another big night for him, 266 through the air and 4 touchdowns.
Now I think he just keeps it on for good luck.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, this is his last weekend, and provided everything goes well. But, it's a high ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain takes a long time to actually heal from, but keeping in that walking boot, he's doing all the treatment that he's supposed to do. So he comes out of it for a day or two, then he gets back in it, make sure he keeps ice on it, he keeps it treated the way he's supposed to be treated.
Coach, since the Glenn game, It feels like, or it seems like, that he has gotten better over the last two or three weeks, and now it seems like the light switch has come on, so to speak, sports analogy term, but he's really has this offense clicking right now.
Well, part of it too is, you know, when it limited his mobility a little bit, so it made him become more of a student of the game. I think it really made him trust his read keys better. He knew he had to rely on his arm strength a little bit more. He had to rely on the players around him to make plays. And I think that helped made him make some more complete quarterback. Now that he's 100% healthy, he understands the system. I'm looking for big things out of him.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you came to a program that had struggled mightily over the last 2 years, 8-12, no playoffs. This year, we turn it 6-2. Things go our way Friday night. We're going to be the number one seed in a co-region championship. What does that mean to you as a football coach to come in and have success right away?
Well, you knew the tools were here to do it, and we just had to get our players to understand and to buy in to the vision we have in the program. From day one, we talked about the vision being a championship program, having a championship mindset, and we knew we had the talent base to do it. It's just really the biggest thing was to get our seniors, in particular, to buy into the program, buy into the vision of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish, and getting them to do that, the rest of the team will follow. And this was a big senior class. I mean, we had 30 guys in this senior class, and they did. They started buying into what we're doing, and that takes a lot of trust. You know, I'm the third coach they've had in 4 years, and it takes a while for them to believe in what we're doing with our seniors buying in. That means a lot to our program, and it's going to mean a lot to our program in the future.
Coach, I was looking at the region stats today on one of the, I think it was Max Prep or one of those prep sites that calculate all that. Your quarterback leads the region in passing. He leads the region in touchdown passes. Is there any reason to believe that he won't be the all-region quarterback at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, I think he deserves it, but I might be a little bit biased. You know, he's just, you know, we're going to concentrate on us and get better. We can't worry about what people vote on and what they not, but I don't see any reason for him not being the all-region, probably the all-region offensive player of the year, to be honest with you, with the numbers that he's been able to put up and the turnaround that we've been able to do offensively.
Coach, your offensive line, they just absolutely have mauled people for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, and they've knocked people off the ball. And you talked earlier, you hit a little bit about the balance of being a good pass protection team and being a good run blocking team. These guys just seem to do it both every week. Our quarterback is, you know, not getting hit in the pocket right now, and there's big holes to run behind with these running backs, and our wide receivers, if you give them some openings, they're going to make you pay. So the key to us, offensive line, and I think we got the best offensive line in the region in this part of the state.
Without a doubt, that's why we always talk about them on the show. Every chance I had a chance to talk about our offensive line, I'm going to talk about it.
Plus, we got moms here, too, yeah. So we have to do that.
But they are. I mean, they make this whole thing work, and without them, the quarterback wouldn't have the protection to get the job done, and the receivers won't be able to make the catches. The running backs wouldn't have the holes to run through. Those guys do a tremendous job, and they're unsung heroes. They don't get the glory or the publicity. You look like we looked in the Georgia Daily Times today. It talked about, you know, Jamari and Stevens. It talks about Jalen Jackson. Talks about DJ Whitfield. But you don't ever hear the names, you know, of our offensive linemen.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about the running backs, and we're going to talk about the wide receiver group, because those guys were awesome last week. So you're listening to the Sean Pender's Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brantz on location for Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, ever since Ben McLeod has come back and him and Shaq Robinson team up in that run game, our running backs have been dynamic.
They have, you know, since Ben McLeod has come back, we've had the 200 yards rushing a week, and Ben's accounting for around 80 or 90 of those yards, and then Shaq's had two back-to-back 100-plus yard games. I won't mention this past week, he had a grade one tear in his hamstring, and he actually played with that. You probably couldn't tell if we wouldn't have told you.
No, I couldn't tell. He looked as fast as I ever seen him on that one touchdown run. He didn't look like he was hurting me.
It's probably good he's got short little legs, because he don't ever stride out real long. They're all really, really, really quick. If he stride it out, he'd probably hurt himself a little bit more.
That's good. Coach, our wide receivers, DJ Whitfield, Lonzo Brown, Alston, and I'll get to this other one here. We're going to have a whole segment dedicated to him. But talk a little bit about your wide receivers, and man, they can make people pay. They get behind the defense and force Richmond Hill into they had to bring their best wide receiver on to play DB last Friday night.
Again, when we talk about balance, yeah, we've been talking about balance between the run and the pass, but look at the balance that we also have in our passing game alone. Like in the beginning of the year, Alonzo Brown, everyone was talking about Alonzo Brown, how he's having all these 100-yard games. Well, recently, the past couple weeks, you saw T.J. Whitfield getting 100-yard games. So people, like, if you notice, they took their best defender and they put him over Alonzo Brown last week, and then allowed D.J. Whitfield to have another outstanding week. And then, of course, Malik Austin in the middle making good plays. And he's a big target. He's come on, both in his blocking and catching. So with those three guys in particular, they are able to keep teams balanced. Our quarterback don't have to drop back and look and just look at a favorite target. He can actually read the defense and take what they give him. It doesn't matter if he's throwing the ball to number 4, number 6, number 7, number 81. He has faith in all of them.
Coach, Alston now has become a legitimate red zone threat for you. 6'5". We went to him on fourth and goal from the 12 or 13 yard line the other night and hit him for a touchdown pass. He's a weapon for you down inside the 20.
Yeah, Malik Austin, he's definitely come on strong, and I'm very proud of him. At the beginning of the year, he wasn't a starter, and then he ended up earning the starting position. Last year, he played some as a wide out. He moved to tight end, and I think that suits him better. And yeah, he made a huge catch on fourth down for a touchdown, and then he comes back and he makes the catch on the two-point conversion, which was also huge.
The play call on the two-point conversion, go through that play call, because I don't know what it was. It looked like some kind of throwback screen, and it was wide open. Was that what the play call was?
Yeah, actually, the play call was for the on the touchdown was the same play call to begin with, but our quarterback forgot to motion the receiver all the way across the field, so he just goes runs another route, which made it look like a different play. Well, we knew from that formation, we lined up with two tight ends and two wideouts, like a twins look. And on the two-point play, we motion the wideout all the way across the field. And if you look, we do a lot of rollouts, and then when we roll out, we usually throw to the side we roll to. So we had Malik fake like he was blocking, and then just drag across the opposite side of the field. Quarterback roll back, set up, and threw it back the other way. And all he had to do was look if, when we went across the field, if that corner ran with him or pressed all the way to the inside, we knew we would have Malik open on the crossing route, and he was.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, now we're to the Jalen Jackson segment of the broadcast. Talk a little bit about him and just what he did the other night. We may be talking about that performance for a long, long time at Brunswick High School.
He did tremendous. His ability, like he decided to take the game over. You know, was timing. One of the things I was very pleased with at the end of the game. You know, first of all, defensively, he had the task of shutting down their number 10, which wasn't an easy task to do, but he did a real good job on it. And right there at the end of the game, number 10 caught that corner that put him inside the red zone when they were able to score. And we're about to kick off, and Jalen came to me, he's all beaten with sweat. And I asked him if he had enough. Then he apologized to me for that guy making the catch. And then I told him, don't worry about it, let's get it back on the stride. And I asked him, I said, do you have it in you to go? And he says, yes, sir. And anyway, situation came to play where we had a chance to give him the ball with a lesser athlete covering him. And Jamarius put it on the money. He jumped over the guy's head, made the catch, kept his balance, was able to finish a 55-yard touchdown.
That first touchdown catch he had looked like something that you saw in Georgia, Florida on Saturday, where the same catch Wims made, or Jalen made a similar type catch.
Oh, he looked like he plucked that thing out of the air. It looked like he was around 12 foot high. He was way up there. I know he was above the rim.
He was up there. Coach, best all-around football player in the region?
Yes. Yeah, hands down. And I was talking to NBA Magazine today, saying he should be the player of the year. Both, and he was asking me to send the stats. So you really can't send the stats on him, but he'll punt. He punt returns. He kick returns. He's got a 100-something yard interception return. He's caught balls for touchdown. He does it all. So and in that game, he tried to put the team on his shoulders when he had the opportunity to do, and he wasn't going to be denied. So and the big players make big plays in big-time situations.
Yes, they did.
And he did that, and so I'm very proud of him.
Coach, special teams played a role in the first touchdown, the scoop and score by Marcus. We pinned him deep. The kick was deep enough inside the 10 where they had two guys that didn't know which one was going to catch the football. It bounced around. Our kick coverage is awesome. DJ Whitfield right before the half almost took one to the house. It set up a touchdown. Had to be pleased with special teams because these guys had some athletes in the return game.
Oh, I was very pleased with and that was another thing with the kickoffs. They're very dangerous on their kickoffs, and they returned several for touchdowns. So we were really selective in how we kicked the ball off. But the way our coverage team went down there, we started, hey, let's just kick it deep and see what happens. And we started kicking it deep. Our coverage team did a great job covering, and we were very pleased with it.
All right, Coach, when we come back from the break, we'll talk about defense, and we'll talk about the playoffs, and we'll talk about Osborne and Senior Night. So you're listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back with these words from our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick Half Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Rantz on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, defensively, we give up some points in the first half and some yards, but midway through the second quarter, we made some adjustments in our run defense, brought some more guys up on the line of scrimmage, and from then on out, Richmond Hill was one-dimensional, and they had to throw the ball just about every down.
Yeah, the defense definitely made the correct adjustments that we needed to make. But, yeah, in the beginning, you know, we were worried about their big play threats. They got three dynamic receivers, and they make you cover the whole field. And by doing that, they spread you out, and spreading you out, you're going to be subject to some runs. And they were hitting us early, but we were able to make the adjustments we needed to make to shut that down.
Coach Aubrey Williams made a big hit on one of their guys on a screen pass, and one of them woo shots from the stands that you, and I even did that on the radio.
Yeah, Aubrey hit him one like that one time, and so did
he's in here tonight.
Tevin did, but didn't Tevin get a good hit too? I believe he did too on those screens. Aubrey got one and Tevin got one.
We blew that up. Jagarian Marcus, coach. To me, the unsung hero of the 2017 Pirates.
Well, he's really stepped up, you know, right, in his role. And the thing that you got to love about Jagarian is his blue-collar attitude. Yeah, he's going to do whatever you ask him to do from whatever position you ask him to do it from. And with the loss of, a Sean Ward, you know, and the run stopping, and then also with Sherrod Frazier being injured, Jagarian Marcus has really stepped up and done a phenomenal job, and we're very thankful for him.
Because we had a Rudy Nixon sighting in the second half last Friday night at Richmond Hill, and he played like he looked on Friday night. He dominated on the defensive line.
He did. Rudy played well. You know, he wasn't able to play in the first half for some discipline issues, but we allowed him in the second half, and he was a big part of why we were able to stop him in the run game. He came in, he played, he was on fire, and he did a tremendous job, and I'm very, you know, very proud of the way he did, and then how it carried over to this week. I'm going to knock on wood, because so far he's stayed out of trouble. So if he can stay out of trouble for and the players got some investment in that, because they know if he gets in trouble, they're in trouble too.
I'm looking at Cam Futz over here, coach, with his red shoes on. Talk a little bit about his play. I know he does everything for you in the middle of that defense, gets us lined up properly, and makes a lot of tackles, and it was good seeing him run around the field with that big B flag after the football game Friday night.
Well, Cam's definitely the captain of our defense. He's the leader. He makes all the right checks. He makes the calls. He gets our guys in the right spot, and then he's a dynamic football player. Now he's sporting a new hairstyle. I think he's trying to make himself look a little bit taller.
I've been noticing that for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. He's about 6'2" and a half right now instead of 6 foot. Yeah, and a half inch, right?
Well, yeah,
that, you got a couple extra. I guess that's for recruiting purposes. Right?
I think so. I think he's about to go see some colleges and wants to look a little bit taller. He's got some insoles in his shoes too.
I got you. Some they do look like they have some platforms in them. Okay. It's the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, break down the playoff picture for us in Region 2.
All right. Starting with our region, we have to. We've already taken care of business, so we're where we need to be now. Richmond Hill, you know, we're going to be fans of them. We want them to beat Effingham. If they beat Effingham, we'll have the outright number one seed, and then that will put Richmond Hill at the number two, and it'll put Glen Academy at the three, and Effingham at the four. Yeah. Now, if Effingham was able to upset and beat Richmond Hill, then that will jump Glen Academy to one. That would put us at two, and that would put Effingham at three, and Richmond Hill will fall all the way to four. Mm. So that's the only scenario that could happen. And the only other thing that could happen is if Bradwell was to beat Glen Academy and, you know, and Richmond Hill win, then Glen Academy would fall, would still be the three. You know, Bradwell can't get in. But if Effingham was to beat Richmond Hill and Glen Academy fall, would still be the number one seed.
Did y'all understand that, Pirate fans?
You got it?
Yeah.
So we're Richmond Hill fans. Richmond Hill wins, we're the one seed.
Yeah, go Wildcats this week.
Glen Academy fans are Effingham County fans. If they win, they're the one seed. So that's about, that's how you break it down.
Pretty much.
So again, we're at odds with those people.
That's right.
That's how it works. Coach Osborne, senior night. Let me talk a little bit about these seniors real quick. 2 years ago, when they were sophomores, we took our lumps. A lot of them had to play, a lot of them had to start, and we lost 6 football games in a row. Went to Richmond Hill 2 years ago and righted the ship, and 2 years later, we clinched a co-region championship on the same football field. Talk a little bit about the transition these guys have made over the last couple of years from going through not making the playoffs and having losing seasons, and now they can go out and 20 years from now, they say, we turned the Brunswick High football program around.
Well, we talk a lot about legacy, what type of legacy you want to bring, and or what type of legacy you want to leave, excuse me. And that's just one of them. You know, this senior class can go out and say, hey, we brought back a region championship that hasn't been here since, was it 2009? Yeah, since 2009. So that's almost, you know, almost a decade. 8 years later, we're able to will say that, hey, we're reaching champs again. So that's one of the things this senior class could say.
It's my understanding that the Brunswick High Pirates will be recognized as co-region champions Friday night on senior night. Big night. Seniors, families, parents get to come out and have their kids honored. So it's going to be a big night at the stadium.
It is, and we're going to try to make sure all of our seniors get an opportunity to play in this game. With it being a non-region game, we're going to play a bunch of people. We have around 30 seniors to here, so we're going to try to get every senior we can in the game in some form or fashion.
Coach, we play Osborne. They're 0-9, and they're not a very good football team. Let's don't sugarcoat it. So what do they do on offense, what do they do on defense?
Well, offensively, they're going to run a spread sometimes. They're going to turn around and get in the wishbone some more. Yeah, they have no identity on the offensive side of the ball, to be honest with you. They're going to be running for their life. you said don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
we're going to get, because the way we're talking to our players is, look, we're trying to get better for the playoffs. We're trying to... We want to improve every single week. We don't want to play down to the level of what our competition is going to be. We want to raise our level. We want to raise our bar. So in doing that, you know, now I plan on playing a lot of people, but regardless of who you see in there, we're going to play our style. We're going to play our game. We're not going to worry what they do, and we're going to get after them. We're going to get after them hard. That's the way we want to play.
The only thing I hope Osborne does Friday night is bring that band with him down from Cobb County, because that band's good. That's one of the best high school bands I've ever seen. I'm just hoping and praying they bring that band with them.
Steve Waters offered to pay them extra money if they would bring the band.
That band's good, Coach.
But we haven't heard if they're going to bring the band or not, but I want to hear it now. If our kids play well enough, I'll let them sit outside and listen to it.
That band's good. Coach, any last thing you want to say to our fans here tonight? We got about 30 people assembled here tonight for the Sean Pender Show here live at Moondoggies.
Oh, I definitely love the crowd. We're in here pretty deep tonight, so I would like it to stay like that for several more weeks, you know, so hopefully we can keep this going.
right, well, we're going to sign off tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday for the Sean Pender Show as we talk about a win over Osborne. And next week, we're going to talk a lot about the playoffs. So we haven't been there in a while, so it's good to be back. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and Coach, as always,
go Pirates!